Coach, going into a new week, can you give us an injury update as to where your roster looks right now?
Ben Sherratt back, full contact, first practice. He's still a few practices for me away from being in consideration. Drew Stafford, that's first full-on hard tug, so he will be available tomorrow if he comes back to the rink the way he leaves today. And that would be it.
Marco?
Dano. Skated this morning for the first time and looked good. Then we'll push him harder. He still has to get to contact and then conditioning as well.
Tyler Myers still status quo?
Yeah, we'll have something probably in the next few days.
Okay. Run Pavlik again is kind of the plan going into the week, or how do you look at it?
No plan for going into the week. We know we've got a back-to-back at home coming up, but we have days off in between, so that changes some of your thinking.
Talked after the last game about having the mindset of preventing goals first instead of scoring them, or instead of thinking about scoring them all the time. Why is that so hard to implement?
Well, there's probably two or three phases. One, we'll talk about how we got here. So we spent a big bulk of time in November, December with chasing the game a bit because we were behind in a bunch of them. We came back, but we were... Your game gets opened up. I think some of it was the people that we didn't have in our lineup. So, and we've got a bunch of really exciting young guys that got to the National Hockey League doing exactly what they're doing right now. They score goals. So all of the other things that they haven't had to work on, they get the opportunity to work on that in the best league in the world. So there's some challenges that go with it. And it's six men out there, right? So they what one does affects everybody else on the ice. And it's what they're good at. It's what they like to do. So the grind of defensive hockey and the more the maturity that comes from not eating all you can at the buffet every time you have a meal, cutting some things off, making safer plays, takes a little while to see the value in that, especially if you look at your numbers and say, my numbers are pretty good.
It's possible, though?
Yes.
You had it 2 years ago, right?
Yeah. We had a pretty good idea that we were going to score 1.5 goals a game, that we were going to need to keep that thing as tight as we possibly could. And you had a whole host of players in that lineup that probably got to the game thinking that. They weren't looking at a 25-goal season as a slow year.
Shifley was saying, okay, you want to get that defense-first mindset, but not at the expense of any offense. Is that right, or do you need to sacrifice some offense?
One of the reasons why our... He's right because he's heard me say it. You've got to make plays. We've got players that can make plays. When you get these, we are attempting to get them to play well defensively. But we've had some young guys come in and put up good numbers because we do allow them to make mistakes. You've seen a few toe drags. You've seen a few ill-advised passes. And we want them to have confidence in their offensive game. So I have allowed some creativity that's burned us at times. And the other way to do it is every time a young lad makes an ill-advised play, the easiest way is to put him on the bench or cut his minutes back. We haven't done that.
Is it a simple matter of just skating harder when you don't have the puck?
Yeah, I would think if you were looking at our game specifically over the last five, I mean, what's the thing that you don't like about it defensively the most is our gap. When we don't have the puck, the amount of ice the other team has to play at. So I would think that would be something that we would hold dear to us as a hard gap defensive game. We talk about it all. But so you would, I'd say then, well why? Why? We have a little bit heavy risk in our offensive zone so that where there's been too many odd man rushes. You play St. Louis, Dallas, Chicago, those three teams, they counter so very quickly and they make plays. So to Mark's point, Dallas and Chicago are two teams that make plays. Chicago probably has a little more confidence in there and they let a few things go where Dallas is coming at you both barrels and when they're on, man, they're tough. So we have come off our defensive gap, and when that happens to our team, we look small. right? So we're spending more time in our end of the ice than we do when we're playing well, and that's a function of how we look when that puck crosses our line. We're off gap, and we're not getting to our defensive checks quick enough. And when you're off gap, you have a harder read. The game gets more difficult to pick up. There's more motion in behind you, and veteran players or younger players struggle with that. So our first order of business is make sure that we're not standing at the buffet too long, get on the right side of the puck, and then hard gap that. So the other team's going to get in your end. You should have it. If you're playing well, it's not a lot of question of who's got whom. By the time you get to your own end of the ice, right now we have too much question.
Andre Pavlich, you send him down early. He spends the time in the minors. He's a veteran guy. Comes back up. He's ready to play. Playing well for you. It's easy, I think, for him to say, "Hey, I just, kept my head down and kept working hard." But there had to be more to it than that. It must have been a little more difficult as a coach and as a goalie, that breakup and that time in the minors for a veteran, former starter. Are you surprised at how smoothly he's handled it?
I don't know that you can look at his performance here and then suggest that it was smooth. So I think it was difficult for him, and I think he had to work really hard down there, and it went through. It wasn't a straight line. I'm happy to be here, and I'm just going to work hard. I think he struggled early on, and I think he got into a good rhythm down there and realized that it wasn't going to be a weekend turnaround for him, and he'd be right back. Took a look at his age, took a look at where he's at in his career, and needed to put himself in the best chance if he got another chance to be good, and I think he did that. So credit to him, but I don't think it was easy.
Sorry if I missed it. Brian Little, is he going to be...
He's fine.
Be good for tomorrow? Yep. Sticking with Andre, though, would you be comfortable keeping three goaltenders up here for the remainder of the season, or as long as, I guess, the playoff push continues?
Yes.
Has his play, I guess, impacted the way your approach, or what, compared to what you would have originally thought?
Well, yeah, his play is impacted. He's played well, so he gets to play more, which pushes the other two guys further down the depth chart, so it changes that.
The 10-game or 1-month mark with waivers, does that impact your consideration at all? No. For his, the types of saves that he's been known to make, be big save, the timely save, what does that do, or what do you think it's done for this group?
Well, his first two wins, we had one goal leads, and he made very strong saves, two in the Arizona game, two in the St. Louis game that kept that. And then after that, he was good, but we didn't ask him to be above and beyond. The two games that he lost, I thought he was just as good. He couldn't get to the two or three saves that we needed him to. Over a three-game block on the road against, you go into Chicago, you go into St. Louis, and into Dallas. Overall, he was our best player in that. He made, again, two great saves in the second period. So what he's done is he's put the two or three big saves that you needed him in. And I wouldn't compare, I'm not comparing Andre to Martin Brodeur, so don't lose your mind here, all right? But we used to go into New Jersey when they were in their heyday, and you might get eight chances to score, but five of them were going to be really good. You were still going to get that core of A chances. Now, we give up more than that, but what he was always able to do is keep it at one or two. Two felt like an aberration, one felt right, zero happened a lot. So those guys, those number one goaltenders are still... So think about the kid that came in and played for St. Louis here at home here. Right, his first game, Andre was probably better than he was, but he still made two incredible glove saves and another back door that was really fine. What Andre's been able to do is to take that block that was hurting us so badly and get two or three of them.
How much fun has it been to watch Mark Scheifele the last few years grow into the player he is today?
Really impressive. I was working with you people in the media on a desk somewhere when he got sent back down for his senior year of junior. The topic of conversation was Mark Scheifele a bust, because he hadn't made the NHL in his first or second year out of junior. And So you have to understand, like, even where he was drafted, he came from so far out. He wasn't an elite player in junior. He wasn't anointed as a 16, 17-year-old that this guy's going to be a star. What he had to do is he works incredibly hard at the game, to the point that he would give you as good a scouting report on any player or any team in the National Hockey League than I would suggest anybody that's not a full-time coach. And even with that, he might rival you. He might know the individual small things. Comes back from the World Cup, he can tell you almost something specific about every player, what they do. He watches everything. He stays on the ice. He works really, really hard at his game because he's just turned pro. So he's like a 29-year-old guy married and three kids. He knows what his days look like every day. He's just that mature of a player. I think a surprise isn't the right word. Whenever you get a guy that hits a lot of posts or almost get chances, you wonder if he's going to be the guy that hits a lot of posts and almost get chances or he gets over that hump. It's kind of, Nick Ehlers went through it at the start of the year. Mark did that too, right? Mark would get a lot of chances in games that wouldn't quite go for him. And then he seems to have crossed that threshold where he's generating those chances and he's got a lot more poise with the puck now around the shot. He's placing it, he's putting there, just experience and hard work. He's worked hard at it. So I've enjoyed it a lot. I mean, I think when you're laying out that development model for players and they come to you at 18, 19, 20 and say, hey, I'm ready for all of it, he's a good example of a guy that worked hard to get to be a real good player. It really wasn't handed to him so that when Brian Little went down last year and he got his opportunity to be great, he was ready to be great. We didn't have to wait 6 months after he gets his opportunity to work his way into it. He was ready to be that good, and he's been that good.